Unpublished Opinion for December 6, 2005. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, Cats in the News, my training update, and the new Simba store. First up, some cat news. First of all, I read today that the World Wildlife Federation made an announcement that they believe that they have discovered a new species of carnivore, which is sort of a cross between a cat and a fox. So some news stories are calling it the cat fox. Apparently, they discovered it in Borneo. It's like a red, furry animal that's the size of like a house cat. But they really aren't sure what's going on with it, what it is. Is it a cat? Is it a dog? Is it some sort of hybrid? Who knows? They released a sort of a sketch, a drawing of what the animal looks like. So I'm going to put that up on my blog. So if you want to check out this new animal, be sure to visit my blog, simbasmom.blogspot.com. The other cat in the news story I read, I think this was out of Oklahoma. A family had a cat named Lewis that had been missing for about 4 weeks, and they just assumed, you know, that they live in a rural area, so they assumed that it had gotten eaten by coyotes or, you know, something like that because they hadn't seen it in so long. Well, it turns out that they have a refrigerator in their barn that obviously they must not use all that often, because about 4 weeks ago, their four-year-old son put Lewis in the fridge for safekeeping, apparently, and then sort of forgot that he put him there, being that he's 4 years old. So they found the cat, and he's, they think he's going to be okay, despite the fact that he lost about 7 pounds during that time he was in the fridge, because there was no food or anything in the fridge for him to eat. So he was only 3 pounds when they found him. But the veterinarian has high hopes that he's going to recover. Okay, so next up, my triathlon training. There's not a whole lot to report, and I'll tell you why. I did do my biking on Friday at the gym, which actually gave me... I do believe that I completed everything I was supposed to last week, which at the time had me thinking I had this whole schedule down. I was motivated, finding the time to do all these different training things, and that I was on track to, you know, triathlon success. But then came yesterday, and it was cold. Well, it's still cold. It's winter. It's Chicago. But yesterday was cold. It was Monday. I was tired, so I didn't go and do my schedule biking like I was supposed to. And then today, it was cold, and I was tired, and it was Tuesday, and I wanted to come home and lay on the couch. And so I did. And so that's 2 days in a row that I've been off schedule. And I realized that 2 days is not that bad in the grand scheme of things, especially considering, you know, the triathlon's like 6 months away or something like that. But knowing me, if I get out of my pattern, my rhythm, my set schedule, if I get out of that for more than a few days, it's hard for me to get back in. So I really need to get my act together and go on Thursday like I'm supposed to and get back into the swing of things, so that I'll have more interesting things to talk about, because me coming and saying to all of you that I did nothing athletic whatsoever is not very entertaining, and it's a little embarrassing, I guess, too. So hopefully I will get back on track and have interesting and entertaining stories to talk to you about. So this looks like is going to be a short show, considering I have been sitting on my butt for the past 2 days. So the only other thing I wanted to mention was that yesterday I opened up a Simba online store through Cafe Press, basically just because Simba's so pretty and I want other people to have apparel and magnets and bags and stuff with his pretty little picture on it. I'm certainly not expecting to make any money on this at all. And what little money I do make will go to treats for the cat, or something like that. But if you're interested, there is a link on my blog, or you can go right to cafepress.com/Simba's Mom, all one word. And I have a few different items on there, my favorite being the magnet, just because I have a magnet addiction. I will have to take a picture one day of all of the magnets on my fridge and put that up on my blog so you can see what an obsession I have. So that's that. I hope you check it out. See if you want some little Simba products for yourself. I also have a few things on there with the new Unpublished Opinion logo, if you're not that into cats but happen to like my show. So check it out. And as always, you can email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. And I will talk to you all soon. Thanks for listening.